Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You've heard the stories, the $37,000 bottle of cognac, that $1.5 million watch, or a cooking pot worth more than your house. The people who buy such things are participating in a behavior you probably also know, conspicuous consumption. But what you might not know is where that phrase hails from. An academic named Thorstein Veblen originally coined the term near the turn of the 20th century. Veblen combined sociology with economics in his masterpiece, The Theory of the Leisure Class, that was published in 1899. He argued there was a basic distinction between the productiveness of industry run by engineers and what he called the parasitism of business, which exist only to make profits for a leisure class. The chief activity of this leisure class was, you guessed it, conspicuous consumption. And their economic contribution was, according to Veblen, a waste that contributed nothing to economic productivity. Although he never advocated a worker takeover of the state like Marx, Veblen saw socialism as, quote, one intermediate phase in an ongoing evolutionary process in society that would be brought about by the natural decay of the business enterprise system and by the inventiveness of engineers, unquote. So the next time someone mentions the excellence of capitalism in the efficiency of our banking system, you might mention Veblen and the fact that he would consider businessmen, like those Goldman Sachs representatives in our government, as so many useless parasites. Considering where so many people are economically today, Veblen's time may finally have arrived. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.